This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network. Safe, effective, and money-saving health advice. The verdict is in, and the verdict is guilty. Guilty as charged on all counts. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to hour number one of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I'm Dr. Bob, host of the show, here to encourage you strongly to become your own best doctor most of the time. We've got a great show for you today, encouraging you to stick around for the entirety of the program because there's going to be something here that will be of interest to each and every one of you. And there may be some takeaways in this show that may be life-saving to yourself or somebody that you care about. So please stick around for the show. Got a special guest coming up next hour on a very important topic we really haven't covered in a long, long time. And I think everybody is going to be interested in learning more about it. So that's on tap. And I'm going to, later in the program, discuss this potential problem associated with, and you probably have heard about this yet, if you are a football fan, or you know somebody who is, they've been talking about what happened this week with the young man from the Buffalo Bills football team, a player, 24 years of age, Damar Hamlin, had a heart problem, a heart attack on the field, collapsed, and needed to be resuscitated. So the question becomes, and inquiring minds want to know, did his COVID shot, or shots, because as many of you know, the NFL players were required in order to be on the teams. In fact, the Buffalo Bills were the fourth team to integrate, to demand that all players become vaccinated, if you will, with a COVID shot, the experimental gene vaccine shot. And if we find out that, in fact, Damar Hamlin, the young man who was perfectly healthy and went down after a after a strike in the on the field from another player, tackling another player, if he was, in fact, given a COVID shot, the question becomes, did the COVID shot lead to his heart attack? Was there some implication there? Well, we're going to talk about that today, so don't go anywhere. We also are going to share with you a commentary by a cardiologist, a heart doctor, a medical doctor, internist on this very topic, Very fascinating information. That coming up on the show today. Plus, I would love to get your opinion on a health poll question that we have. But before we get to the new health poll question, I want to back up just for a moment and thank those people who last week, during the week, went over to my website at drbob.com, spelling out the word doctor, drbob.com, and weighed in on the poll question that we had posted up there. And I don't know if you were with us last week, but if you weren't, it had to do with doctors and hospital systems now across the country rolling out their new, what they call a correspondence fee, which is if you have your doctor's email address or you send an email into a healthcare facility like a hospital and expect to get a response by a healthcare practitioner, you're going to be charged for that going forward in many instances. That's what they're working on integrating because doctors have been complaining for some time that they're not being paid for their time to answer all these inquiries from emails. And they want to be paid, as do hospitals want to be paid for their time. Because, I mean, after all, they're not selling widgets or cars or furniture. They're selling their time, their expertise. Now, I think because of that, they're integrating or instituting this particular change where you're going to get a bill in the mail should you send an email asking a question. Maybe it's a follow-up question from an office visit that you had with a doctor or over to hospital and you want clarification because you forgot while you're there because you were suffering from white coat syndrome or some other anxiety related, or you just forgot. And you want an answer. And you don't want to have to wait on hold for hours until the nurse comes to the phone. You know the drill. It's out there. So last week we asked the question, are you in favor of the convenience of emailing your doctor or hospital if a fee is charged? Yes or no? That was up on the site. Many of you took the opportunity to vote and weigh in on that, and we appreciate that. And here are the results of that poll of those people who voted on the question, are you in favor of the convenience of emailing your doctor or hospital if a fee is charged. And by the way, the fee, up to $160 fee, depending on the level of complication of the email. I mean, it could be, hey, doc, did you say, take one tablet once a day or one tablet twice a day? You could get a bill in the mail. And if it were more complicated than that, the bill will be larger. Hello. Of those people who voted on that question over at drbob.com, 84% of you said no, you are not in favor of the convenience of emailing if you get dinged for a charge. No. Whereas 16% of you said yes, send me a bill, please. I'll enjoy paying that. So there you have it. On the new contemplation, and they're integrating it, this is happening. They're rolling it out. So don't get shocked if you receive a bill in the mail because your email was answered by a doctor or a nurse or some healthcare practitioner and or your insurance company gets billed and they don't pay it and then they send and forward the bill onto you or they forward the deficiency minus the cover charge, whatever it is, the deductible, and you get the bill. And then you're in sticker shock. In this day and age, I mean, there's a lot of sticker shock going on. Let's face it, you don't need one more surprise via your purse or your wallet being struck again. All right, now, this hour am going to, a little bit later, I'm going to make sure that you're clear on what's going on with this Buffalo Bills football player, DeMar Hamlin, and the fact that he had a heart attack on the field. A lot of speculation about this. You know, was it a rare situation that happens one in a million? I mean, how many times have you heard a football player after tackling somebody, having a heart attack and almost dying and have to be resuscitated, given CPR, and they shocking their heart to get their heart back online and beating again. How many times have you heard of that? I mean, it's so rare. And yet, that's what is being stated as having happened. And many doctors, including this one right here, when I heard it, when I saw it, because I was watching the game at the time, I thought, nah, that's not caused by the hit, even though there's a possibility, not probable. We'll cover that a little bit later in the hour. When we come back from this break, I'm going to get into COVID-19 shots causing more infections, more COVID infections. Two new studies out indicating this out of Ohio and Indiana, and you want to know more about it because you've been sucker punched into believing these things work. We'll be right back. I'm Dr. Bob Martin. Are you tired of feeling stressed with no energy and feeling out of balance? Hi, everyone. Dr. Bob Martin here. You can experience vibrant health and revitalize your well-being with Tahiti Traders Noni Juice, the amazing adaptogen. Tahiti Traders Noni Juice can help you restore your body's natural balance so you can feel good again.
As you know, my name's Joni. I'm 35 years old. First things first, I don't like Noni. I love Noni. Okay, Noni has been literally one of the best finds in my entire life. Anytime I take a hiatus from it, I regret it and I'm going right back to it because there's nothing else that compares. It is absolutely amazing. I'm a believer forever, honestly.
Tahiti Traders Noni Juice can help you heal, balance stress, and release energy and stamina, boost your immune system, and so much more. Look for Tahiti Traders Original Noni Juice at GNC, Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, and most natural health food stores, or TahitiTrader.com.
Looking for powerful nutrients for optimal well-being and healthy aging? Think Polyphenol Defense from Terry Naturally. Polyphenols are nutrients found in rainbow-colored foods like fruits and vegetables, but many people don't meet the goal of 1,000 milligrams a day to support vibrant health. And what about those days when you didn't have a perfect diet? You're traveling, or life happens. Polyphenol Defense provides some of the world's most powerful polyphenols to help you fill in the gaps of a less-than-perfect diet. In fact, you get an amazing 250 milligrams of polyphenols in every capsule, and Polyphenol Defense comes with a money-back guarantee. Support your heart, skin, nerves, brain, liver, respiratory system, and more with Polyphenol Defense. Get Polyphenol Defense at your local health food store or TerryNaturallyVitamins.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Check out Dr. Bob's website. Listen to the show live online. Hear past shows. Read breaking health news and more at drbob.com. Spell out doctor. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, Bob.com.
And happy welcome or welcome back to the program. And so I appreciate you tuning into the program today. And remember, beyond this radio show, if you want to stay on top of all the latest breaking news in the area of health and wellness, simply go over to my website for that, because we post up articles from around the globe that you may not be able to find anywhere else. It's all over there at drbob.com. D-O-C-T-O-R, drbob.com. And be sure to hit the health poll question we have posted up there right now. It's a new health poll question this week. Here it is. You may know this, that elementary and high schools throughout our nation are trying to bring back, believe it or not, the mask mandates on elementary and high school children. They want them to mask up again because you may remember President Joe Biden said, oh, we're Biden. The COVID thing is done. We're over that. No, we're not over it. Not at all. It's endemic. It's going to be here with us going forward probably forever, just like the common cold, just like the common flu. So what are you doing to prepare for that? But I digress. The health poll question is, are you in favor of mandatory mask wearing for school children? Very simply, yes or no. They're bringing it back. They want children to suffocate all day long in school wearing masks, which don't work in the first place. No, everybody knows that. Why do you think everybody gets sick that wears masks, especially those who wear masks, double masks, three masks? That's why Dr. Fauci initially said masks are marginal at best. They don't work. I mean, you may stop a huge droplet, but you're not going to stop aerosolized germs coming through the air. If that were the case, we would have been wearing masks a long time ago to stop the common cold or common flu that kills people every single year. But not the case. So that's the health poll question. Love to get your opinion of it. Are you in favor of mandatory mask wearing, bringing it back for school children? Yes or no? Vote on my website at drbob.com. drbob.com. All right, here we go now. COVID shots, as you remember, you were told that if you take one, you won't get the infection. You won't get the COVID-19 infection. And if you take a COVID shot or more, you won't be able to pass it on to anybody else. We know that that is completely bogus, been completely disproven. But if you're not there yet, listen to this. This is brand new information. Two more new studies indicate, this is out of research out of Ohio and Indiana, Natural News. These researchers have released two new studies showing that COVID vaccines render a person more, not less, prone to infection. Let me repeat that one more time in case the COVID ingredients, which we know little or nothing about these mRNA experimental vaccines, in case it reached your brain, your neurons. COVID vaccines render a person more, not less, prone to infection. Now, when have you heard that before? Oh, yeah, that's right. You've heard it related to flu shots. If a person gets a flu shot last year, they're more prone to get the flu this year. It falls into the same category. If you get a COVID-19 shot, you are at least twice as likely to get sick and test positive for SARS-CoV-2, COVID-19, than if you had simply left your natural immune system alone to do its job as it always has. And the more jabs or the more shots you get, these studies further found, the even greater risk of getting sick is. For instance, if you get boosted once for a total of three after you get the initial shots, if you get a booster, your third booster, if you take that mRNA route, the COVID shot, your risk of illness is greater than if you just got the first two injections. And if you take a second booster, which is your fourth shot, then your risk rises even further. Basically, the more shots you get, COVID shots, the more likely you are to get sick and, here we go, die. Because we now know that there are more people dying as a result of getting a COVID shot than those who are completely unvaccinated. That's true. Look it up. And I know it's hard to swallow that after you've been lied to as long as you have, going on 4 years now. But again, I want to also interject here that I am not, absolutely am not telling you not to get another booster or an initial COVID shot. That's something you'll have to decide on for yourself. And whatever decision you make, I support that. I support it. For people who have been vaccinated, especially those who have received a third and fourth shot, these papers will make for disturbing reading. That according to Alex Berenson, who's an investigative reporter. They suggest vaccinated people may have few good options to protect themselves from infection should a more virulent variant of the Omicron emerge. Now, there was a young medical doctor from Britain whose father died as a result of an adverse response to COVID infection. Both these doctors, both medical doctors, were big believers in any kind of immunization, any kind of vaccine, until this young medical doctor's father, who was perfectly healthy, took that COVID shot, and he died from a heart attack in response to the spike proteins causing blood clots. And he was talking about it, he was commenting on it, about this problem, about COVID shots. Now, this is a guy who's absolutely always promoted vaccines until this happened. I want to play a tape for you. Listen to what he had to say. This is a medical doctor speaking. Cut number one. Go.
Let's take you on the journey and go back a little bit in time to the coronavirus pandemic, okay? Once you exclude age, the most important risk factor for poor COVID outcomes was excess body weight. But at that point, certainly, I did not, and I'll be very honest with you, I did not conceive at all of the possibility that a vaccine could do any significant harm, and certainly not harm to the heart. A whistleblower, a cardiologist from a very prestigious British institution, contacted me and said there are a group of researchers that have accidentally found inflammation of the coronary arteries with the mRNA vaccine that's there in the vaccinated but not there in unvaccinated. They compared the two. But they then had a meeting and said, guys, we're not going to publish these findings because it may affect our funding from the drug industry. In the original trials that led to the approval, coercion, mandates of the vaccine, one was more likely to suffer a serious adverse event, disability, hospitalization, life-changing event, than one was to be hospitalized with COVID. Now, let's give some perspective here. We have pulled vaccines in the past for much less. We have got the highest level quality of data saying this is 1 in 800 at least. There is no, this is not, it shouldn't in normal circumstances even be debated. This vaccine needs to be suspended completely pending an inquiry. Right?
Okay, there you have it. A prominent medical doctor in Britain, speaking to his colleagues in a seminar, talking about how he believes now all of a sudden he sees the light. One, he lost his father, a medical doctor himself, because of the COVID shot. Perfectly healthy individual, got blood clots, had a heart attack, and now he's on a rampage to try to help people out with this particular problem. And again, I'm pointing out here, not telling you to not get a COVID shot. That's a decision you'll have to make. Maybe the next time you make a decision, you'll have more information available to you compared to the first time when you had to believe your government, you had to believe the talking heads and or your personal doctor. Whatever the case may be, at least the truth is finally percolating to the surface, and we will continue to bring it to you, even though there's been a lot of pushback, oh my gosh, on that topic. We're going to come back. We're going to go to the phones after this. Stay with us. It's the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Dr. Bob Martin here. Are you or a loved one fighting cancer and losing the battle? Are the current treatments being offered just as scary as the diagnosis? If so, don't worry. Dr. Goodyear at Brio Medical can help you. Dr. Goodyear is a world leader in holistic integrative cancer treatments using the most advanced scientific and evidence-based cancer-killing therapies to help cancer of all types and at all stages. Dr. Goodyear's ultimate aim of individualized treatment programs is to combat cancer on every level, to break cancer's cycle of resistance and invasion, effective treatments to achieve no evidence of disease. Brio Medical has a team of medical doctors who specialize in treating all types of cancer at all stages of cancer.
Do not wait. Call Brio now. 844-411-BRIO. 844-411-BRIO. That's 844-411-BRIO. Or visit BrioMedical.com. 844-411-2746.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Cold and flu season is officially here. It's not something to celebrate, but it's definitely a time of the year you can prepare for. No one enjoys being sick at home, feeling miserable during cold winter days, so don't. By taking Omeolife pH Balanced Silver. If you're worried about taking chemical-filled cold and flu medicines with risky side effects, you may not even need them if your immune system is in tip-top shape. Anything you can do to naturally support your immune system is beneficial. Omeolife pH Balanced Silver Solution is restocked and ready to ensure your protection during cold and flu season. Each moment in life is precious. Don't waste it being sick. Your stay healthy strategy should include pH Balanced Omeo Structured Silver Solution. To order, call 800-422-8148. 800-422-8148. That's 800-422-8148 or omeolife.com. That's AMEOLife.com.
Are you waiting on a lightning strike? Are you waiting for the perfect night? Are you waiting till the time is right? What are you waiting for? Don't you want to learn to deal with fear? Don't you want to take the wheel and steer? Don't you wait another minute here? What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for?
All right, Dr. Bob Martin back with you. Going to open up the phone lines in the next half hour. So if you want to join us here on the program and contribute commentary to my last segment related to the COVID-19 shots, two new studies just out finding that they don't work, number one, and two, actually make you more susceptible to developing an infection going forward if you get a COVID shot or more. And then, of course, the commentary by the medical doctor in Britain over his call to have this whole COVID mess recalled and stop and withdraw these vaccines immediately because he feels that the benefits are not outweighing the risk. If you want to comment on that or any other health-related topic, or you have a question, a personal question about your own health or somebody else's health, you may call into the program now. Our number into the show is toll-free nationwide. 888-553-7262. You may know somebody who's had an adverse response to a COVID shot and you'd like to share it with the audience. Or you may feel that they're better than the flag and apple pie and any other topic and would like to extol the virtues of having one. That's fine. 888-55-DR-BOB. 888-553-7262 is our phone number to call, and we'll go to the phones in just a little bit. But before we do, let me ask you a question. Are you having trouble with night vision when you're driving an automobile or taking a walk at night and you're noticing that you're not seeing as well at night? You're needing more light to read when the sun goes down, because you're having night vision problems. Now, this tends to happen as we age. There's no question about it. It's more common. Some people say, I used to be able to read in the dark in my room. And now I have to have literally floodlights on in order to read. Have you ever expressed that or heard the expression, at night I'm blind as a bat? Well, if you or someone you know is having difficulty with night vision, there's new hope thanks to a breakthrough nutrition formula called Healthy Night Vision. Write that down. Healthy Night Vision by Terry Naturally Vitamins. Modern life is tough on our eyes, let's face it. Hours spent working on a computer can go by in a blur, literally. Exposure to these blue lights that are emanating from screens, these electronic screens, whether they be your smartphone, your laptop, your desktop, as well as nighttime driving, can cause occasional eye strain and fatigue, plus increase the risks of oxidative stress on your eyes. In other words, your eyes are being bombarded all day, all night. The question is, what are you doing about it to reduce the damage going forward? Bottom line, your eyes work hard day and night. Protect them. If you've noticed occasional eye strain or glare, especially while driving at night, working on your computer, or in a low-light condition, Healthy Night Vision, the supplement, can help you out. This comprehensive eye formula combines powerful ingredients that work synergistically to support vision in low-light conditions, alleviate occasional eye fatigue, support healthy eye aging, and maintain overall eye health. Thankfully, the right combination of eye-friendly nutrients can make a noticeable difference in the health of your eyes. The supplement, the nutritional formula, is called Healthy Night Vision by Terry Naturally Vitamins, combining lutein, zeaxanthin, zinc, vitamin A, French grape seed extract, VX1, at ideal levels to support healthy vision for years to come. Your eyes work hard. Give them the nutrients they need to thrive with Healthy Night Vision by Terry Naturally Vitamins. You can find it on their website at terrynaturallyvitamins.com, terrynaturallyvitamins.com, or you can call their toll-free number and inquire as to where you can obtain this tremendous Healthy Night Vision formula. Their number, 866-598-5487, toll free. 866-598-5487, 866-598-5487, or terrynaturallyvitamins.com for the Healthy Night Vision nutritional supplement. All right, let's go to your phone calls and your questions now at 888-553-7262. That's the phone number into the program here for health-related questions or comments. 1-888-55-DR-BOB or 888-553-7262. First up is Alice. Alice is calling from the state of Oregon. Welcome to the program, Alice. Hello.
Good morning, Dr. Bob. I have a question. I've done a lot of research since I've been put on Eliquis because I have atrial fibrillation and an enlarged atria.
Mm-hmm.
And I read that Eliquis, if you stay on it for 2 years, will eventually affect your kidneys and liver. And mm-hmm. I've had some blood work done, and I'm wondering if that is associated with it. The MCV is high at 105, and the AST is high at 24,
mm-hmm.
and the ALT is high at 43.
Okay, let me stop you because you've got a lot of information. The last two were liver enzymes. The first liver enzyme was not high. That is actually in a normal range. The second one in the 40s is high, and that indicates that there is some stress on the liver. The very first number, the MCV, stands for mean corpuscular volume. It has to do with your red blood cells and oxygenation. So, yeah, there are problems there. Now, whether or not those problems are associated with the Eliquis, have you asked your doctor, the prescribing doctor who prescribed this
blood-thinning supplement or blood-thinning agent, this drug, this pharmaceutical drug?
Well, I just found this information. I've been researching everywhere and finally came upon this information. Mm-hmm. And I just asked the nurse practitioner, because it's hard to talk to the doctor, that I read that the liver and kidney test should be done very frequently to keep track of the liver and kidneys.
That's right.
And she replied, well, you're having it done every 6 months, so that's good. And your blood work didn't look like much.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, all right. We're running out of time here, so I want to just tell you that you need to maybe find a new doctor, because it sounds like that doctor's not meeting your needs. And can somebody who can educate you better. And then also, while you're at it, you might want to ask your doctor, are there any other options that I have beyond Eliquist? Like looking at what may be causing my heart weakness or the atrial fibrillation. Thank you for your phone calls.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you have brain fog and lack of energy during the day? If so, take back your vitality and clarity with all-natural Cola Gel, newly discovered jellyfish collagen peptides that aids with brain and memory support. Cola Gel is all-natural with no side effects. Edible jellyfish collagen uniquely supplies the body with multiple collagen peptides and naturally occurring minerals that fuels our cellular system with energy-rich compounds. Jellyfish collagen is a nutritive formula that promotes optimum neurological activity and improves cognitive memory. Receive your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. That's longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. K-O-L-L-A-J-E-L-L. Get your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz promo code COLAGEL. Eliminate brain fog and lack of energy with COLAGEL at longevitybynature.biz. That's longevitybynature.biz.
Cold and flu season is officially here. It's not something to celebrate, but it's definitely a time of the year you can prepare for. No one enjoys being sick at home, feeling miserable during cold winter days, so don't. By taking OmnioLife pH Balanced Silver. If you're worried about taking chemical-filled cold and flu medicines with risky side effects, you may not even need them if your immune system is in tip-top shape. Anything you can do to naturally support your immune system is beneficial. OmnioLife pH Balanced Silver Solution is restocked and ready to ensure your protection during cold and flu season. Each moment in life is precious. Don't waste it being sick. Your stay healthy strategy should include pH Balanced Omeo Structured Silver Solution. To order, call 800-422-8148. 800-422-8148. That's 800-422-8148 or omeolife.com. That's AmeoLife.com.
Still, I'm dead again today. The news said I was gone to my dismay. Don't bury me, I've got a show to play.
All right, welcome back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I didn't mean to cut off the last caller, Alice, but we were running out of time on our break. But it's always fascinating to me to have people
contemplate that pharmaceutical drugs, which are not foods, they are synthetic petrochemicals usually that go into the body, how they could possibly pollute the liver or the kidneys or cause stomach damage or any other condition if taken over a long period of time. Because drugs, most drugs, were never designed to be taken long periods of time. They're supposed to be taken for a short period of time to get you over a hump, until which time we can find the cause of the problem and have that drug either withdrawn. That's not how things roll in the United States with sick care. You stay on that drug, you're there, you're shackled, you're a prisoner forever. So take that. Doctors mean well. It's just that, you know, there's limitations in every single healing art. Medicine is no exception to the rule. I would say, well, why don't we find out what's causing or what caused Alice's atrial fibrillation and her, those heart weaknesses. What can we do to work on that, to strengthen that so that she's less likely to have these problems going forward? And maybe, just maybe, her numbers will normalize, her values of her labs and all of her other factors, so that she's self-sufficient. It's never dawns on people. All right, so let's get into this now, please. Did a COVID-19 shot cause the football player, you've heard about this, DeMar Hamlin's collapse? It appears that mainstream media is working overtime to deflect the possibility that the Buffalo Bills football player, safety 24-year-old young DeMar Hamlin, collapsed suddenly as a result of being forced by the NFL to get vaccinated for a COVID shot, getting a COVID shot for the possibility of blocking COVID infections, which we know they don't work. Now, we don't know yet what the cause of DeMar Hamlin's heart stoppage is, but the NFL knows for sure that it had nothing to do with his forced vaccine status. Every excuse under the sun is being thrown around to explain away Mr. Hamlin's collapse, who visibly stood up after performing a tackle and appeared to be fine. He froze, and then he fell backwards on the ground without apparent cause. Many COVID adverse reactions and shot damage deniers blame the incident on an extremely rare condition called commotio cordis, where a blow to the chest at a precise moment in the electrical cycle stops the heart. Folks, that is so rare. How many times have you seen football players hit? Never have you heard of this condition or anybody dropping like this. I hadn't. I saw it happen in live time, and then I replayed it and looked at it. Well, Dr. Peter McCullough, a medical doctor, internist, cardiologist, and epidemiologist, believes DeMar Hamlin may have suffered a COVID shot-induced heart attack or myocarditis, and it just took an adrenaline rush or a small hit to the chest to set it into motion so that he had a heart attack. Here is something from his very mouth. This is a cardiologist, a heart doctor, Dr. Peter McCullough, talking about this. Cut number two, go.
So as we said multiple times, and it's worth saying because it's a sign of respect for the man tonight in the hospital, we don't know exactly why DeMar Hamlin collapsed last night. But at the same time, there are concerns about cases like this. Young athletes collapsing on the field of heart problems. And there has been a dramatic increase in this. You're not imagining it. So what is this? Cardiologist Peter McCullough and researcher Pangus Polycritis looked into this trend in Europe, European sports leagues. They found that prior to COVID and the COVID-19 vaccines, there were roughly 29 cardiac arrests in those European sports leagues per year. Since the vax campaign began, there have been more than 1,500 total cardiac arrests in those leagues, and two-thirds of those were fatal. Does that prove something? We don't know, but you should know that. Dr. Peter McCullough is a cardiologist. He's also the author of Courage to Face COVID-19. He joins us tonight to assess. Doctor, thank you so much for coming on. So this is one of those phenomena that people who use social media are aware of because there are videos of it floating around. But I don't know when the last time I heard, if ever, an American public health authority address this directly and tell people, what is this? Is this real? Tell us your findings from your actual study on this.
The concern here is that athletes at a professional level, Tucker, are carefully screened for underlying heart disease. The leading cause of sudden death on the playing field is hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. The athletes are screened for this. There are rare conditions, genetic abnormalities in heart rhythm that can present. But sudden cardiac death should be a very unusual phenomenon. And as your report indicates, it's extremely unusual in the NFL since the high level of scrutiny. There's a differential diagnosis that doctors go through when this happens. I watched it live, and then I watched the replay as a cardiologist. To me, it looked like he made a hard tackle. There was head and neck impact. But he got up, he clapped his hands, and then he fell over backwards. It looked like a primary cardiac arrest. Everything that was done on the field looked perfect. I think the duration of CPR resuscitation is going to be in a window where he can have neurologic recovery. The issue is what caused it. And the concern based on our research is that COVID-19 can cause myocarditis or heart damage. The heart damage in some cases can be asymptomatic, and the initial presentation can be a cardiac arrest. There's other things in the differential, genetic abnormalities of heart rhythm disturbance, hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, a spinal cord type of interaction with the heart. But I think the leading concern here is vaccine-induced myocarditis, if indeed he's taken the vaccine. And boy, the family, the Bills doctors, and the current doctors at University of Cincinnati Medical Center.
Looking for powerful nutrients for optimal well-being and healthy aging? Think Polyphenol Defense from Terry Naturally. Polyphenols are nutrients found in rainbow-colored foods like fruits and vegetables, but many people don't meet the goal of 1,000 milligrams a day to support vibrant health. And what about those days when you didn't have a perfect diet? You're traveling, or life happens. Polyphenol Defense provides some of the world's most powerful polyphenols to help you fill in the gaps of a less-than-perfect diet. In fact, you get an amazing 250 milligrams of polyphenols in every capsule. And Polyphenol Defense comes with a money-back guarantee. Support your heart, skin, nerves, brain, liver, respiratory system, and more with Polyphenol Defense. Get Polyphenol Defense at your local health food store or TerryNaturallyVitamins.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Cold and flu season is officially here. It's not something to celebrate, but it's definitely a time of the year you can prepare for. No one enjoys being sick at home, feeling miserable during cold winter days, so don't. By taking Omeolife pH Balanced Silver. If you're worried about taking chemical-filled cold and flu medicines with risky side effects, you may not even need them if your immune system is in tip-top shape. Anything you can do to naturally support your immune system is beneficial. Omeolife pH Balanced Silver Solution is restocked and ready to ensure your protection during cold and flu season. Each moment in life is precious. Don't waste it being sick. Your stay healthy strategy should include pH Balanced Omeo Structured Silver Solution. To order, call 800-422-8148. 800-422-8148. That's 800-422-8148 or omeolife.com. That's AMEOLife.com.
Check out Dr. Bob's website. Listen to the show live online. Hear past shows. Read breaking health news and more at drbob.com. Spell out doctor. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com.
All right, Dr. Bob Martin, back with you. As we faded that audio clip going into the last break, I wanted to finish that up and also make you aware of the fact that the NFL, they agreed to suspend mandatory COVID shots on March 3rd, 2022. They were the fourth team to mandate COVID shots, and then suddenly they withdrew them, even though COVID is still roaring away. What did they know? What did they know about it, about these dangerous COVID shots in their minds? Now, I recommend any player in the NFL or anywhere else that's been damaged as a result of taking these shots, and this young man says, should sue the NFL and the team directly for mandating the shot. You can't sue the pharmaceutical companies. They have complete immunity from anybody getting damaged. But in the case of the teams and the NFL, every player that's damaged, injured, or hurt should sue the NFL for mandating a shot they knew little or nothing about and going along with this fraudulent hoax that has been wafted upon us. I want to finish the audio section of Dr. Peter McCullough, MD, cardiologist. Go.
I think that's fair in the coming days. Now, the CDC, it seems to me, since the absolute numbers of heart incidents among young people are dramatically up across the West, and the CDC, as far as I know, has not been honest enough to address this. They sent out a tweet the other day saying, you know, you may be struggling with blood clots if you're a young athlete. I don't remember athletes struggling with young blood clots. It seems to me like they're trying to tell us this is normal. Is it normal for young athletes to have life-threatening blood clots?
We should never have our agencies try to normalize side effects. The FDA says the vaccines cause myocarditis and heart damage. Autopsy studies show it can be and is fatal. The same is true for blood clots and neurologic damage. Our agencies should be protecting the health of Americans, and safety is job one. I'm disappointed that they're minimizing it.
Yeah. I mean, I think honesty is a prerequisite for trust. When people are honest, you can trust them. But when they lie to you consistently, you can't.
You can't.
So we appreciate
you
coming on today.
And I don't.
Dr. Peter McCullough,
right.
Thank you.
Thank you for that. That was Tucker Carlson on Fox News, by the way. All right. Lastly, and this is going out to anybody with cancer or knows somebody who has cancer, utilizing state-of-the-art integrative and complementary cancer treatments can lead to better patient outcomes and reduce side effects from conventional treatments. Brio Medical is a world leader in holistic and integrative oncology. A team of medical doctors and supportive health professionals at Brio Medical provide comprehensive approaches to help your body restore its natural ability to heal while directly targeting cancer cells with the world's latest, safest, non-toxic treatments and therapies. Brio Medical is a leading care facility in integrative cancer treatment where every patient receives a personalized program tailored to their individual needs. For more information, contact Brio Medical at 800-411-2746. 800-411-2746 or briomedical.com. BRIOMedical.com or 800-411-2746 for Brio Medical. Hour number two, straight ahead. Stay with us.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.